eats out of that stuff?
A feeder.
Okay, we're just a wood thing. Another word for it besides feeder might be, again, with the letter T. T-R-O-U-G-H.
Trough.
Yeah, you familiar with that word?
No.
Okay. Do you have any idea how you'd say the plural of that? One trough, two?
Troughs.
Okay. What would you call a hog that's got loose and grown up wild?
A wild boar.
You ever heard any other word for it? Besides wild boar? People around here ever use the word something like piney woods rooter or razorback?
I've heard of razorback.
You mean what?
A wild hog.
Okay. I usually associate it with the Arkansas football team. Okay. All right, talking about animals, the noise that a calf makes, you know, when it's young, maybe if it's hungry, you might say, listen to that calf.
Moo.
What about a cow? If it's hungry, it wants to be milked.
Mm.
And a horse, that noise that a horse makes. Say, listen to that horse.
I don't know what that is. I don't know.
Have you ever heard people say whinny or quicker or winker?
No.
None of those?
No.
All right. Talking about a group of animals, cows, bulls, horses, mules, so on and so forth. If they're hungry, we say you have to go out and feed them.
Feed the animals, feed the stock.
Mm-hmm. All right. If you've got a lot of feathered animals, like chickens and turkeys and guineas, you have to go out and feed them.
Feed the birds.
All right. Is there another general word that would cover all of them?
Poultry.
All right. Would you ever say fowl?
No.
Okay. A chicken that's sitting on a nest of eggs trying to hatch some out, you call her a... What kind of hen?
A sitting hen.
Alright. And what about a structure where your chickens stay? Maybe, you know, they go up under in bad weather. Just a place for your chickens to stay.
Hen house.
Alright. Do you have a word for these little boxes made out of wood that you usually see on these big trucks, you know, that got a couple of chickens in them? Got bars on them, you know?
Chicken pen, chicken coop.
Alright. Talking about chickens, if you're frying a chicken, there's a piece that children like to get. One will grab hold of one bone and the other one, and they'll...
A wishbone.
Yeah. What's the story behind that? What's supposed to happen?
I really don't know. Whoever, you make a wish, and whoever pulls the longest end, the wish will come true.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Just any kind of wish.
Yeah.
Doesn't necessarily have anything to do with marriage.
I don't know about that.
Okay. Talking about the inside parts of a pig that you can eat, they're edible, but you might not usually eat them, you know, like the heart and, you know, just insides like that. Do you have any general name for all that you can't eat, the inside parts?
Guts.
Okay. You ever hear people use the word either haslet or harslet or hashlet?
No.
What about another part of the pig that you can eat? It's really the intestines. You wash them out real clean and you can cook them and eat them.
Chitlins.
Sure. Do you like that stuff?
Yes.
People tell me when you cook them, you gotta be careful, otherwise you drive yourself out of the house.
Really? And bad odor.
Is there anything you do to control that? Have you ever cooked them yourself?
No.